KX.
KT Mobile. How's it going? I've still got not really good copy on the repeater, so I might need a few more minutes to be able to hear everything.
I'm just getting started. Just switched vehicles, so give me a shout when you get back in range. KO4HKX.
That's W2JKT. W2JKT.
HKX, how you getting me now?
Yeah, there's some reason around exit 90 and it's a few miles south. It's just really, really bad. And it doesn't really come in good until I'm at like, you know, 86, 87, something like that.
Just spots where you can't get in like you used to. No telling what somebody's put in the way or anything like that. So it is what it is. We'll deal with it. Move on.
Weekend.
Didn't do anything real fancy or anything like that, but it was productive.
Well, bike riding yesterday, and then we did a wine tasting on Saturday, and then, yeah, so it was a good weekend. We just bummed around the house a little bit, did some yard work, did some work in the garden. It was a good, relaxing weekend.
FW Mobile.
Again, KO4HKX. Didn't, like I said, Friday, just done the errands and had to run down and deliver a cart that got damaged last week, so that took up quite a bit of time. But other than that, just birthday party Saturday and then church on Sunday, KO4HKX.
W2JKT, how's it going? Did you have a good weekend?
Weekend worked out in the yard trying to move some plants around and everything. Hey, I see there's a bunch of red on the northbound side of 85 south of the airport.
North.
Had to go over and sit with her dad all weekend, so she's got to go back over there this morning, give her brother a break.
Am I doing good?
Been doing good for a while. I mean, he's been in a hospital bed in the house, and you know, you got to help get him up, and he can kind of move around a little bit in a wheelchair, but he's got the onset of dementia and everything. But his wife, his primary caregiver, she had a mini stroke, so she's in the hospital the last couple of days. They got to go in there and clear some plaque, and she's got an aneurysm, and so we don't know how everything's going to play out. KN4 TFW.
Hopefully things get better soon and work out for the better.
Neil, I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully get back to some level of comfort.
And it just gets kind of up.
Which is a horrible disease.
Monday, people driving like crazy out here.
Seems to be getting worse, does it not?
Run over by some guy in a Titan, and then as soon as he got around me, some guy in an F-350 just like drove like right on my butt, like he was right on my bumper, flashing his lights at me, whatever. I don't know what's wrong with people these days. Just calm down already, right? In a construction zone with concrete barrier on both sides, it's like, you know, what are you gonna do?
Accident. Come on, guys. KD4 IOX.
KO4HKX.
Up 4 TFW.
W2JKT.
Doing well this morning. Had a great weekend. Everybody had fun. Looks like the weather's going to be good. Maybe. Yeah, they're just trying to hurry up and get to wherever they want to go. And I don't know why, because it'll be there when they get there. Not doing a while. Where you been? Fly Devil.
I've been here. I know. Hey, thanks for the heads up on the traffic on Friday.
Hey, Skex, you're welcome. Thought that was the least I could do if I seen it.
KO4CEF Mobile on Echo.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. W2JKT.
Morning, Andrew. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Andrew. KD4 IOX.
Yeah, are they going to let you go back to work this week? I guess they figured they better give me something, otherwise I might wander off to somewhere else. I don't know. He's out this week.
People be in a hurry. This is a pickup truck. He does the ride on red, like he's going to turn into Walmart, and then just does the U-E and keeps on going.
Ticket for that.
Evading the red light.
Isn't everybody around to catch people doing stuff like that?
Are you in your truck this morning?
Leon.
So you already in your work truck this morning?
Not here. We're 276 and 25 split.
Too far from behind you. I just, the Beaver Dam exit, I guess we're 25. How's that?
Hey, you're not too far behind me, but you'll be cutting off when you get here.
So I already had my two biscuits this morning.
Andrew, what did you get into this weekend?
Not a whole lot of nothing, really. I went up and see my dad, and I programmed his little HD with the thermal belt repeater for the GMRS. He didn't have that one in there. And other than that, I didn't do much of anything. Went to church Sunday and then come home and just relaxed all day.
Dad calling out for you there Saturday night, I believe it was. I think you come back to him, though, didn't you?
Yeah, on the GMRS repeater? Yeah, I did.
On the 610, him calling out for you.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't. So I couldn't call him back because my little cigarette lighter adapter fell apart. So I couldn't plug up the radio. I could hear it, but I couldn't talk back. And then whenever I tried to take the little parts out, I ended up popping the breaker, the fuse in the car. So I got to track it down now. It's going to be fun.
He's trying to get on the air some anyway. That's a good thing.
Mornings, we'd help him out.
Yeah, he doesn't get up quite this early. He's usually, by the time I pull in the parking lot, he's probably getting close to getting up. He don't have to be quite as early, so he's not up just yet. It's just funny, because on GMRS, we have the same call sign, you know, because your family can use your call sign. That's kind of a weird situation, because how do you differentiate the two?
RS repeater located at?
Come around, Ken. I didn't know if Andrew was going to come back to you there. Let me see if I got it. Went over in Columbus for the thermal belt net. There's one in Traveler's Rest. That's right there, not too far from your house. There's one up on the same repeater site that this one's on. And then there's a few more scattered around. But those are your big three in the area right now.
I'll have to try to monitor it and see what I can hear.
A whole lot of nothing as far as I've heard.
I can do it, but I've never actually made a contact yet on it.
Hey, whoever doubled with Eric there. I made a couple of contacts last week on the Traveler's Rest one, and Ken, you shouldn't have any problem hitting it, because it's just right there at the end of 290, where it comes back on 25. So you shouldn't have any trouble with it. But guys, I am going to pull in here and grab me a quick drink, and I'll be back in just a moment. KO4HKX. I'll be out for just a moment.
One group that meets, I think it's on Thursday. I can't remember what my dad was telling me, but I think they meet up on the Crowder's Mountain GMRS repeater. And he said they do something where the net controller, he has a question that he asks everybody every week, and that's how everybody responds to the net. And he loves listening to that net every week. It's pretty funny. I've heard them. It's like, what kind of watch or something like that. Just something to get some conversation going on.
Andrew, when is that net? Because I can hit the Crowder's Mountain. That's only a few miles from my house.
I think he was saying it was Thursday. I'm not 100% certain because I don't generally listen to it, but I want to say it's Thursday. And that's whenever they meet up. I don't remember the time, but I'm sure it's not too late because, you know, you don't stay up real late. So it's probably either 7:30 or 8 or 8:30, something like that. And he loves listening to that net. Just listening to them guys just talking and asking questions and responding on there. I don't know, for whatever reason, he loves listening to it.
I'll have to see if I can find out when that is because I wouldn't mind jumping on that either.
the only thing pushing him to try to get his antenna set up a little bit better, because he doesn't really have a radio that'll reach the Crowder's Mountain. His little HD just won't do it.
SICOM will get to the GMRS frequencies or not. I don't think so. 30.
In the box, but you can probably open it up.
The thing I did to it was this, one of those things where you hold 5 buttons down and turn it on, and then it allows you to do cross-band repeat.
Through those hoops to enable cross-band repeat.
This doesn't come with it, you know what I mean? You just have to, it's got the feature, you just have to initialize it.
I'm pretty sure that radio you got, Ken, will do GMRS. You, like I said, you may have to do something special to unlock it, but it'll do
it. Double.
My D710 does crossband out of the box, and then I just had to pop a resistor off of it and open up the TX. Ever do the 80-meter single sideband net every night in the South Carolina single sideband net?
HKX. I have once or twice.
Yeah, same here, 3 or 4 times maybe. If the operator is in Greenville, man, I struggle to reach that one.
Ken, I can hit everybody.
Power limitation on GMRS.
I got this.
What?
50-watt mobile now. They just recently done that, and now they're starting to let some digital stuff go across GMRS also.
Patrick, go again.
They're saying you can have a 50-watt mobile now.
It makes it a little bit more worthwhile. And 50-watt mobile, you get one of those little super small radios to put it in a side-by-side.
All right, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4, CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Have a good night, or good day, excuse me. It's KD4
ILX. 3, Andrew. Have a great day, KO4 HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4 TFW.
73, Andrew. Have a great day and be safe. This is W2JKT.
John, you having problems with one of your antennas or something?
A long wire, see how it's doing. Doing anything on the SWR meter, very negligible at best, but we'll double check it.
Well, if you're around Friday, give me a shout. We'll see if we can meet up.
Up, swap items. I got my first 80 on the extra exam last night. I do too. No guarantees, but I'm consistently passing now, so that'll be interesting.
Hang in there. You're going to try to take it, what, next week?
Friday. I think they have their meeting every Friday at Ingalls.
Or Saturday.
Today to find out.
Weekend, this weekend. Day and then, what, Easter on Sunday?
Both have off from work on Friday.
That one from us.
Yeah.
They trying to get all woke. I think they took that one and gave us Veterans Day.
Well, one that little argument about that Zebulon Vance monument there.
Sam's not taking it off because everybody else that you do business with is going to be off.
It doesn't make any sense. KD4 IOX.
KT, yeah, they actually gave us another company holiday, a floating holiday this year. So they gave us one a couple years ago, and I think it's here to stay now. So that's pretty cool. Honeywell up in Pennsylvania, we had like the standard 11 holidays, and then they gave us like 2 or 3 floating holidays on top of that.
We have over here.
The current administration trying to make a 4-day work week the standard.
Bernie Sanders proposing a 32-hour work week, and it's not going to go anywhere.
4-day work weeks, but I think you should keep them at 10 hours.
See what some of these, 40-plus-hour factory jobs do to people. I can almost understand why they want to cut the number of hours, but, you can't live on 32 hours, so, you know, I don't want them to mandate people not being able to work enough to make a living.
To work 32 hours and get paid at your regular 40-hour rate.
He's got grown in his backyard.
I found the same one that the rest of the government's using.
Yeah, like a bada-boom.
Lately, I don't think drunken sailors could spend money as fast as the government is.
Not more than they even let on, because I don't see how we can still have this, 6 to 8% inflation unless the government is spending more money than it says it is.
Yes. You can't believe anything the government's tell you anymore. And they admit it.
On parking lot, Ken, but it's down at 51 now. But yeah, full stop.
What was the problem? KN4CFW.
I didn't even notice that it was stopped until just now. It might have been further up, and I just wasn't paying attention.
Long patch are in, for sure.
Well, this afternoon. At Pelham Road. It's a construction closure.
One of those where it tells you 5 miles before you get there that the left lane's closed and they wait to the last.
This stuff during rush hour.
Yeah, Monday morning, crazy drivers. Gotta go to work.